Early on a Wednesday morning, nurses roll 83-year-old Reverend Ralph Key into one of the most energy-intensive spaces on the planet, a hospital operating room.
Coming with the patient. Get out of my way, please.
The healthcare sector produces 10% of all greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. Hospitals contribute to more than a third of that, and operating rooms are their hotspots for emissions, waste, and energy use.
Here we are.
But this OR at Boston Medical Center is about as climate-friendly as they come. A renovation has helped reduce the electricity the hospital draws from the grid by 70% since 2012. As he prepares for surgery, Key says he's pleased.
That's important. That's right. Talk about climate change and all that. We're right in the middle of it.
So Ralph Key has agreed to let us watch all of the things nurses and doctors will do differently to reduce the environmental footprint from his surgery. Martha Biebinger from member station WBUR picks up the story.
Nurses bring Ralph Key to a stop in the middle of a room filled with monitors and movable lights. Rolling tables are covered in blue cloth. Ralph is here because his left carotid artery, one of two major blood vessels that sends blood to his brain, is blocked. Ralph's procedure begins with general anesthesia, delivered via a plastic mask that covers his nose and mouth.
All right, Ralph, nice big deep breaths in and out. We're going to take great care of you, okay?
And right here, with each breath, Ralph's climate change journey begins. Ralph inhales sevoflurane. In many operating rooms across the country, the gas going into Ralph's lungs would be desflurane. But Dr. Mauricio Gonzalez says BMC rarely uses it anymore.
So desflurane has a higher carbon footprint. It's a bigger greenhouse gas than the other anesthetics.
By one calculation, desflurane is so carbon intensive that giving it to Ralph for this two-hour surgery would be like driving roughly 756 miles as compared to 16 miles with the equivalent dose of sevoflurane. The CO2 Ralph exhales this morning will be captured inside a canister with pellets that Gonzalez says are safe to throw away.
The whole focus on the environmental impact of operating rooms and anesthesia, it's a relatively new thing. So yes, we're responsible for the patient at the table, but in the end, we're all responsible for that planet we live in.
That attention to the planet unfolds during Ralph's surgery in two more ways. Lower energy use and less waste. And if you've been inside a hospital lately, you know there's a lot of waste.
This is paper. Anything that rips goes in there.
Nurse Polly Woodworth tears the back from a package of sterile tubing and tosses the ripped pieces in a large green plastic bag.
So we have all these receptacles. Green is recycle. Red is for bloody trash. This is laundry, and this is clean trash.
Sometimes deciding what goes where is just too much in an already high-stress environment. Woodworth watches one of the surgeons toss a large piece of molded plastic in the trash. She moves it to recycling.
I'm a trash picker. I can't help myself.
Boston Medical Center recycles about 32% of what would otherwise be trash. Still, today, the trash bag fills almost twice as fast as its green bag neighbor. To understand why, let's get back to the operating table, where Ralph is now unconscious. Surgeon Doug Jones looks for ways to prop up Ralph's shoulder and create better access to his neck.
Just, you're going to reach and you're going to grab that shoulder with your... Yeah, that's fine.
Guys, ready?
Yeah.
Yep. 1, 2, 3.
So we need a towel.
Can we get a blanket, please?
Every towel, blanket, drape, and dozens of packages of tubing and sponges arrive in a double layer of a synthetic fabric called Blue Wrap. It cannot be recycled. This hospital alone tosses 13 tons of it a year. There's a partial solution in the works, turning those sheets of Blue Wrap into tote bags.
Right angle.
Dr. Jones uses what looks like a thin pair of scissors, but with hooks instead of sharp tips. Jones needs to clean tissue away from Ralph's clogged carotid artery and get a better look.
It's a little bit deep, so I'm just trying to get. But it's right here.
Jones punctures the blood vessel, clamps one end, and threads a wire through the plaque buildup, singing along to his R&B playlist.
Yeah.
That's where the...
Keep going. A little bit more. Stop.
Good.
You good?
Put the 4 French, the right sheet.
One reason operating rooms are such energy epicenters is ventilation. The air in this room is sucked out and replaced for purity 20 times an hour, as compared to 6 times an hour in the hospital room where Ralph will spend the night. And operating rooms are increasingly equipped with high-tech machinery that increase their energy load.
All right, we're going to start x-raying.
Surgeons roll a machine over Ralph. It takes images of his shoulder and neck as Jones opens Ralph's artery to slide in a stent.
Can you dim the room lights?
We can do it here.
40 LED bulbs in the room fade, making the images of Ralph's left carotid artery glow on 2 large monitors. The hospital has converted all of its lighting to LED bulbs, which are between 50 and 80% more efficient. And it's installed sensors that turn off lights in any unoccupied room or hallway.
Is the artery stable?
Stabilizing it.
I need a new stitch.
Operating rooms are colder than the rest of the hospital. Keeping the room temperature around Ralph at 65 degrees is no easy feat with a dozen bodies, lots of lights, and machinery. Boston Medical Center uses what's called a free cooling system. In the winter, it uses outside air to chill water that cools this OR. The hospital is warmed by the heat thrown off of an energy plant installed 3 years ago.
Sheath looks good, right?
All right?
I think we're ready to clamp.
In a few minutes, Jones steps away from the table, leaving the final stitching to other members of his team. X-ray images of Ralph's neck before and after the surgery are still on a screen. 2 hours ago, his left carotid artery was almost completely blocked.
I mean, you can see there's just a whisper of blood getting through there, and now you can see it's normal.
Boston Medical Center aims to make similar repairs to an ailing planet. Senior VP for Facilities Bob Biggio is one of the masterminds behind the hospital's climate-focused renovations.
You know, when we launched our campus redesign plan, it seemed only natural that trying to create a healthy environment for our patients was one of the places you would start with trying to keep your patients healthy.
The hospital aims to be carbon neutral next year, although meeting that target is proving to be more difficult than imagined. BMC offsets carbon produced here with renewable energy credits from solar power purchased in North Carolina. But as the grid gets greener overall, the value of those credits is dropping. And now, filtering indoor air has become more energy intensive during the coronavirus pandemic.
Orange Jell-O. I like oranges.
By mid-afternoon, Ralph Key is sitting up in bed, eating Jell-O and applesauce.
I was pleased and almost surprised that I could start eating already. So I must be doing pretty good. Yeah, and praise God for that, right? And the people that did it.
Ralph will get a full meal soon. Anything he does not eat will be dumped into the hospital's biodigester, which turns 4 tons of food waste into water every month. The hospital has spent more than $400 million on all of these changes. They haven't paid for themselves yet, but Biggio projects they will within 3 years. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Biebinger.